It is a tough conversation to have, especially when financing comes into the mix, but it's not impossible.
Kia ora, I'm Troy, here as Chief Executive, and welcome to Stirring the Pot. Thanks for connecting. If you're new, here's what you can expect. We're going to be talking the tough stuff, the things that keep us middle minds up at night. There are many challenges facing our industry and equally many opinions on how we should tackle them. Stirring the Pot provides a facilitated forum to discuss and challenge these viewpoints.
So let's get to the nuts and bolts of it. Today we're talking with Moomin Bhatt, National Business Development Manager for EcoStruxure Power at Schneider Electric. Together we'll kōrero about the development of their New Zealand Business Sustainability Research Index with Perceptive, which has benchmarked 300 New Zealand business decision makers across multiple sectors, including construction and manufacturing, on their sustainability performance. Okay, well, I think probably a really great place to start would be to understand a little bit more about your role at Schneider Electric and I guess a bit about how you ended up where you are today.
Thank you very much for having me on this podcast. I started my Schneider journey about 3.5 years ago, coming over from the construction industry, working as a design engineer as well as a commissioning engineer for some companies, working on Green Star projects. And I was involved in some of the buildings that have set a benchmark in the New Zealand industry, being 6-star Green Star projects. That's where I originated from. And then my journey into Schneider was looking after and being involved in design consultancies, some of the major ones in New Zealand, supporting them with design, product information, and I'd say energy and sustainability overview as well. And in the last year or so, we've focused highly on sustainability and working with end users and customers to see where they are at in their sustainability journey as well and how we can make things easier for them.
I really love that. I think actually Hera has been on somewhat of a similar journey for our sector that we look after and work with. And I do think it's an important part of every business in terms of making sure that we are looking forward about how our work impacts on the environment and our future sustainability. So it's really exciting to hear that that's a focus for Schneider. I wonder, for those that might be listening today, if you might be able to just give a bit of understanding around Schneider Electric and what that business is about, specifically, I guess, in terms of our industry focuses around steel, engineering, manufacturing, and construction?
So Schneider's purpose is to empower all to make the best use of energy and resources. Electricity, we believe, is one of the major and most efficient and the best vector for decarbonization. Our vision is to be the digital partner for sustainability and efficiency for end users and customers that we serve. We drive digital transformation through integrating different technologies and processes, and then also integrating them from an endpoint perspective into the cloud. So from products into the edge, and then from there into the cloud as well. So that gives a complete vision and a network sort of scenario for sustainability, energy use, and the resources that people have.
Okay, great. I think actually that marries very well with some of the focuses of HERA around Industry 4.0 and digital uptake. How would Schneider fit into the industries of engineering and manufacturing? Like, how do you interface with those then in the works that you do?
So Schneider Electric basically serves almost each and every industry that you have, from supplying products through to software and solutions. So we work with most of the wholesalers in the country, supplying product to them, and we've got people all over the country looking directly with the end users and customers. So it might be your manufacturing plants, you know, the dairy industry, for example, or any steel and manufacturing that you have in different parts of the country as well. So we serve them with product, with software solutions, with integration, with engineering support, services, and, you know, retrofit, or even upgrading their existing technology to a newer platform, and doing that with sustainability and energy efficiency in mind. So you'll see Schneider involved in all aspects of these solutions, right?
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So it's very, from the sounds of it, very multifaceted, with lots of potential for you to work with industries to try and improve their energy use and efficiency. So I could see that's a really great way in which you can connect together and maybe inform those processes.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's a part of my role as well, is to link different business units together to try and get and identify opportunities where Schneider can actually help and integrate a lot of solutions together and, you know, contribute more positively towards that end goal. And that's what I've been doing from last, you know, a year and a bit. Yeah.
I think one of the exciting things that I've come to learn about Schneider Electric is that you've been undertaking some research around sustainability, specifically the New Zealand Business Sustainability Research Index. I wondered if you might be able to give some insight as to why you undertook this research and I guess some of the key findings you may have discovered.
So Schneider Electric conducted this research to try and get a bit more understanding of where the end users and customers that we serve are in their sustainability journey. One of the things that we had to do was to ask questions and a set of questions to a lot of customers that we serve that come from the facets of, say, sustainability or operations, financing, as well as, you know, industrial technology, to ask them questions around where they were at. And some of the key findings that we had were that in their sustainability journey, everyone almost unanimously agreed that sustainability could be a key contributor to New Zealand's economy moving forward. But one of the things that was flagged was that New Zealand as a country was not doing as much as it should. You know, one of the biggest challenges that a lot of industry saw was benchmarking. That means, you know, especially in the industrial spaces, of where they were at as compared to other, you know, other companies that would do similar sort of thing. A top initiative that most of the companies have was to invest in their energy efficiency as well as their resource efficiency. And generally, most of the people were comfortable with where they were at in terms of sustainability. A majority have also noticed benefits from moving more towards sustainability in terms of ROI. But I think one of the major, and that relates to me as in my experience, is the benchmarking. So no one knows where to start from. So if you have got like a target in place, but where do we start from? Was one of the keys. Yeah,
I think that actually that is something that HERA has also noticed when we're having conversations with our industry. So there's this real understanding that sustainability is something that they need to worry and care about, but a lot of businesses are not sure where to start or what to do or how to actually create those changes within their business models to actually be able to start becoming more sustainable in their actions. And I certainly think a lot of it is led by client expectations or hopes that some of the work that they will do will incorporate some form of sustainability in it. So it's certainly, I wouldn't call it a pressure, but it's one of those metrics now that they're all of a sudden realizing we may need to meet. And I think for the construction industry, the manufacturing industry, that has been the start of the journey for us to really consider and think about what we can do in terms of reducing carbon emissions and energy usage and all those sorts of things. So I think it is kind of very in line with what we are seeing from an industry perspective as well.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the key things that I actually missed in my last question was what we found out as well was a lack of enough government initiatives or mandates to actually push a lot of industry towards that as well. We've got a lot of accreditations that we need to conform for, but we need government assistance, especially in small and medium scale businesses, because they find it the hardest to actually get onto that journey. You know, you mentioned correctly when you said that there's a lot of like targets in place for a lot of companies, but you'll see that most of these companies actually are larger companies that have corporate goals, and they have a brand awareness around them that that they want to be seen green. But if you think about it, almost 70% of New Zealand is small business. And if there's no government initiatives or less government initiatives in moving their help or helping them to move towards being more sustainable and being more efficient and reduce their carbon emissions, the government has to take steps in that aspect and make it easier for these businesses to take on sustainability.
I completely agree. That is a really tough barrier for a lot of businesses, and you've called it out quite clearly that they have a certain lack of resources, whether it be people to lead those initiatives, understanding of how to lead those initiatives, but also, you know, there is an implied cost associated with it that can be quite overwhelming for industry to sort of assess how they can be part of that movement while still keep their doors open. Sure. So I definitely agree with you, and I think that's also why at HERA we've really focused on creating tools towards change, because that's a real key metric in actually seeing that change happen. It's not enough to just say, oh, we need to think about sustainability. We need to find ways in which people and businesses can practically achieve that. So I definitely think it's inconsistent and certainly something we are seeing in industry that's happening. So I guess one thing I would be curious to understand a little bit more about is some of the key challenges that you are now working to solve based off of this research that you've done. So, you know, what's next now that you've got all this data?
So what we're actually doing at this point in time is having these conversations with these end users now, because we understand where they're at and what they're thinking and what their challenges are to how to make it easier. So Schneider Electric in the Pacific Zone has created a team called the ESS, which is Energy and Sustainability Services, which basically offer consulting services to the end user directly, working with them to, on a corporate plan of how they can be more sustainable. And in the whole realm, integrating the technologies that Schneider has to get them on this pathway. And it's not that we can flick a switch for these industries, but it's a gradual process. So we'll create a plan for them, say, for example, for the next 3 years or 5 years, and work with their corporate teams or with the business owner themselves to actually take them from A to B. In more realistic manners, in say for example in New Zealand, we're working with a lot of property developers or property owners, as well as some industrial customers as well, to transform the existing infrastructure into a more reporting tools and giving them more reporting tools and a more I think a monitoring and measuring approach, and then getting the data on and giving them insights of how their facilities are behaving and how they can actually save more energy in that aspect as well. We have got some AI tools as well that will basically flag things or unusual energy use within a facility. And if you think about it, you know, think about a big industrial plant, for example, it's huge, and the on-site electrician or engineering team have so much to do that it's very hard for them to nail down energy efficiency at the same time while they're basically fighting fires. So what we'll do is we'll give them tools so that they can actually focus on their day-to-day work, but at the same time, flag things and give them insights of what they could do to improve their energy use. We've seen this as a challenge as well in terms of working with a lot of consultants. So for example, we do all the Green Star designs, and we work with them to try and basically get the best specifications out for a project, but there are price wars in the industry as well. So the first thing that gets cut out is the smarts of a project, because they want to take the project and build a building or whatever because they've got tight deadlines. And the first thing gets cut out are the smarts of a building as well. So we've seen that as a challenge in the industry as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. You know, with all businesses, we always see that price is always a driving factor in choice in a business. But there are two things about the initiatives that you're doing that I find really exciting. The first one is you call out to benchmark, and it is crazy for businesses when they go through that process to reflect back and see where they're currently at versus, say, a year on if they make changes. It's quite astounding. There have been a couple of things that Hera has done recently where we've really seen that in play. One of them was that we actually looked at our carbon footprint and went through that whole process of assessing that. And when you add everything up, it's actually quite amazing to see what your actions, what the impacts are. And it's not until you do processes like that that you really get an understanding of where you're at and where your places for improvement are. So I really love that benchmarking aspect that you're looking at. And also another thing that we did recently, which I was mentioning to you earlier off mic, was about our journey around trying to get a new building extension that we're doing to achieve Green Star accreditation. And even that was an interesting process where we'd never been through that. There's new things that you need to think about that you wouldn't normally think about. And it's just challenging you to look at the construction of a building through a different lens. And that's really exciting too. So I definitely like those aspects to the assistance you're providing, because it's a really important part of changing mindsets, I think.
That's correct. And one of the things that I would like to mention, which I've seen changing in the industry as well, is a requirement to get a Green Star rating, you have to have a Green Star accredited professional working on a project all the time, which is quite different to what it was a few years ago as well, because you were targeting a Green Star if you wish, but it's become a norm at the moment, and I'm glad that Hera is doing that as well in terms of their extension. There's a lot of things that you can do as part of your Green Star and neighbours compliance and stuff as well, but one of the things that Schneider actually prides itself on is a product range called Green Premium. So it's about where we source our product from as well, and whether we have compliance and we have compliance to the stringest environmental standards such as ROHS, to basically provide all information around our project, around a product, of where we've sourced it from, how we've sourced it, and how the life cycle of this product can be looked after for maximum efficiency as well as maximum lifetime, and then how do we basically recycle this product or even upgrade this product so we don't have to build the same thing again and again. So we pride ourselves on that.
Yeah, I think that's it's reflected throughout the business model of what you're doing there, that it's certainly a very core value for Schneider. So it's really great to see. I guess now understanding what all of this means for industry and how they're now able to compare themselves against others in industry when it comes to sustainability, what do you think moving forward we could be doing better in this journey?
I think one of the things that we need to do is normalize discussions around sustainability, around Green Star accreditation, around digital, and around electrifying your plans and your processes as well, or your an example being everyone's getting EV chargers and EV cars now, but it's becoming more and more normal. So if we normalize the discussions around sustainability, it's a start for the New Zealand industry. And then we've got the solutions in place. What you need to do is talk to the professionals, talk to people who do it in day in, day out, and people who have got overseas experience or companies that have got experience of delivering these sort of projects. They can get their learnings along and help you in your journey as well. In the New Zealand industry, I've seen we have a very risk adverse approach. So we won't take a risk if it's something new, but there's some projects that have as well taken that and set the flag post quite high as well. So I can't take that away from the New Zealand industry either. We're quite innovative in our own way. So I think there's a lot we can do in terms of sustainability, you know, but the normalizing of discussions around this and working in designs that are more sustainable right at the start is important.
Yeah. Oh, I completely tautoko support that kōrero. I think we're exactly in the same place in terms of our thinking. It's definitely about normalizing those conversations. It's about how can we integrate more technology to assist with that. And you know, what can we do as businesses that's innovative and making way for change within business models. So I definitely love those ideas. And I guess that's a good segue into discussing with you perhaps what you have on your radar in terms of future innovations. I'd be really interested to know around the steel engineering, manufacturing, construction space, if you have anything on the radar there.
Yeah, definitely. So what we're working with, and I can't name projects, but we're working with a lot of professionals or design professionals at the moment in developing their digital twins. So that's basically developing a full-on working a working factory or a mill or even a building in a digital environment and setting all energy parameters in there and running the digital twin in the digital environment. So what it does basically, it gives you all calculations and all energy efficiency data before even the building is built, and then you change products and ways or your designs to make it more efficient even before it's even before the ground is dug. And this is quite evident in some of the larger projects at the moment because they have the budget to do this. And obviously the technology is very new, so it's a bit on the higher side in terms of how much it does cost to build a digital twin. However, if we set the things right from the start, from the design stages, it becomes much easier to actually have the whole picture in place. What it also helps with is once your digital twin is there to help train your staff once the building is built, so you can actually run what if scenarios. If say for example a plant goes down or a board doesn't work, what happens to the building and how do you actually react in terms of maintenance, so you can help train your staff around that as well. So this is what we're working on at the moment. In terms of some of the cutting edge technology that's available through Schneider.
Wow, that is really exciting, and I love the conversations and thinking that you're pushing in terms of digital twins. That's certainly something that we see for the future of our industry in terms of helping them become more efficient and understanding of the operations. So that's really exciting to hear that you already started that.
Yeah, thank you. And to be honest, one of the most expensive resource in New Zealand is labor. So and normally in construction industry, things go south while you're into construction. So whatever we can do in terms of planning perspective to make that loss smaller, it'll be for overall good for the construction industry. And I think digital twin and running the models beforehand, and a lot of companies already do it. They do a lot of BIM modeling and stuff as well, but getting the aspects of energy use into those BIM models is something that I see would be vital.
Yeah, I can definitely hear that it's actually going to push the way we do work in the future. And you know, we're going to be reimagining what different roles in a manufacturing plant are or construction are when we're working side by side with technology. So it's a really interesting space that you're adventuring into, and it gives lots of potential and hope for future engineers as well in terms of what they want to do in the industry. Right. So I'm really excited to hear that that's all happening. I think we've pretty much come to the end of it. I wondered if you had anything else that you perhaps wanted to share with us before we finish off.
I guess the last thing that I would want to share with a lot of people listening this podcast would be that we have to start small. So in terms of energy and efficiency and management and monitoring point of view, that's something that I look after and I'm quite passionate about as well, is it does not, all solutions are scalable. So you want to start small and then then build up your journey. So if there's something that is on your mind, please come to us, have a conversation with us, and we will start small with what is in need. You don't have to go and start building digital twins from day one. You can start from energy monitoring and measuring your energy, and then making it to the way where you have some tasks in hand to make yourself more sustainable. And then we'll guide you through the way as well with our expertise. I would like to end with that. You know, start small. It is a tough conversation to have, especially when financing comes into the mix, but it's not impossible. So I think if we pave the way, we will get there.
So there you go. Thanks for joining our conversation with Moomin today. If you'd like to connect more with him, you'll find his details in the show notes. This kōrero has certainly highlighted the fact that while many businesses understand the benefits of adopting sustainable practices, the barrier stopping this from happening is not having the guidance or tools to do so. Food for thought till we see you next time. So hit subscribe, and if you liked what you heard today, please like, review, or share with any metal minds you know. Let's spread the word. At HERA, we have a range of sustainability-related research projects, programs, guides, and tools in play to assist our members who are embarking on a sustainability journey within their business. To find out more, you can find links in the show notes.